ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Part 1, Verses 1 through 7. God appears to the Prachetas. Vidura then inquired from Maitreya,
O Brahmana, formerly you spoke about the sons of Prachinabarhi, informing me that they satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting a song composed by Lord Shiva. So what did they achieve in this way? My dear Barhaspatya, what did the sons of King Barhishat, known as the Prachetas, obtain after meeting Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva is very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the bestower of liberation, Mukunda. Certainly the Prachetas were transferred to the spiritual world, but apart from that, what did the Prachetas obtain within this material world, either in this life or in other lives?
The great sage Maitreya then replied,
The sons of King Prachinabarhi, known as the Prachetas, underwent severe austerities within the sea water in order to carry out the order of their father. And by chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva, the Prachetas were able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the end of 10,000 years of severe austerities performed by the Prachetas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just to reward their austerities, appeared before the Prachetas in his very pleasing form. And this very much appealed to the Prachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. The Personality of Godhead, appearing on the shoulder of Garuda, seemed like a cloud resting on the summit of the mountain known as Meru. The transcendental body of the Personality of Godhead was covered by attractive yellow garments, and his neck was decorated with the jewel known as Kaustubha Mani. The bodily effulgence of the Lord dissipated all the darkness of the universe. The Lord's face was very beautiful, and his head was decorated with a shining helmet and golden ornaments. The helmet was dazzling and was very beautifully situated upon his head. The Lord had 8 arms, which each held a particular weapon. The Lord was surrounded by demigods, great sages, and other associates, and these were all engaged in his service. The carrier of the Lord, Garuda, glorified the Lord with Vedic hymns by flapping his wings. Garuda appeared to be an inhabitant of the planet known as Kinnara Loka. Around the neck of the Personality of Godhead hung a flower garland which reached to his knees. His 8 stout and elongated arms were decorated with that garland, which challenged the beauty of the Goddess of Fortune. And with a merciful glance and a voice like thunder, the Lord addressed the sons of King Prachinabarhishat, who were very much surrendered unto him.
Vasudeva Praveda, Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Parayoga. Vasudeva Parakriyaha. Vasudeva Parangyanam. Vasudeva Parangtapaha. Vasudeva Parodharmo. Vasudeva Paragatihi. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In the beginning, Maitreya Rishi narrated the activities of the sons of Prachina Bharti. These sons went beside a great lake, which was like an ocean. And fortunately, finding Lord Shiva, they learned how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting the songs composed by Lord Shiva. The attachment of their father for fruitive activities was disapproved by Narada, who therefore kindly instructed Prachina Bharti by telling him the allegorical story of Puranjana. But now Vidura wanted to hear about the sons of Prachina Bharti, and so Vidura was especially inquisitive to know what the Prachetas achieved by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the words Siddhim Apu, or achieved perfection, are very important. Lord Krishna says in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanang sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Out of many, many millions of people, one may be interested in learning how to attain success in spiritual matters. And the supreme success is also mentioned in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita. Mam upetya punar janma dukhalayam ashaspatam napnuvanti maha atmana sangsidhin paramangataha. After attaining Krishna, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. And what is that highest perfection? That is also explained in that verse. The highest perfection is to return home, back to Godhead, so that one will not have to return to this material world and transmigrate from one body to another in the dream of material existence. By the grace of Lord Shiva, the Prachetas actually attained perfection and returned home back to Godhead after enjoying material facilities to the highest extent. And so Maitreya will now narrate that to Vidura. All types of material happiness can be obtained in this life or in the next life, on this planet or on another. In this way, the living entity wanders within this material universe throughout so many species of life and so many planetary systems. The distress and happiness obtained during the span of life are called iha, and the distress and happiness obtained in the next life are called paratra. Actually, Mahadeva is one of the great demigods within this material world. Generally, Lord Shiva's blessings bestowed upon ordinary people mean material happiness. The predominating deity of this material world, Durga, is under the control of Lord Mahadeva, or Girisha. Thus, Lord Shiva
can offer anyone any kind of material happiness. Generally, people prefer to become devotees of Lord Girisha in order to obtain material happiness. But the Prachetas met Lord Mahadev by providential arrangement. Lord Mahadev instructed the Prachetas to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Shiva personally offered a prayer. And as stated previously, Rudra Gitena, simply by chanting the prayers offered by Lord Shiva to Lord Vishnu, the Prachetas were transferred to the spiritual world. Sometimes, devotees desire to enjoy material happiness also. Therefore, by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotee is given a chance to enjoy the material world before one's final entrance into the spiritual world. Sometimes a devotee is transferred to a heavenly planet, such as Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapoloka, Siddhaloka, and so on. However, the pure devotee never aspires for any kind of material happiness. The pure devotee is consequently transferred directly to Vaikuntha Loka, which is described herein as Param. Herein, Vidura asks Maitreya, the disciple of Brihaspati, about the different achievements of the Prachetas. One can offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, but if one repeats the prayers offered by great devotees like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, or if one follows in the footsteps of great personalities, then one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead very easily. For instance, we sometimes chant this mantra from the Brahma Samhita. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu surabhir abipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shatasam brahma sevyamanam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, the first progenitor, who is tending cows yielding all desires, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees. Krishna is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis taking the forms of gopis. Because this prayer was offered by Lord Brahma, we follow him by reciting this prayer. That is the easiest way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pure devotee never attempts to reach the Supreme Lord directly. The most important way to worship the Lord is to go through the disciplic succession of devotees. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva to the Supreme Personality of Godhead were thus repeated by the Prachetas, who were thus very successful in pleasing the Supreme Lord. Here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Paranjana. According to Madhva Acharya, the living entity is also called Paranjana, because he or she has become an inhabitant of this material world, and under the influence of the three modes of material nature, one is forced to live within it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material world, Pura, and Krishna also enters within it, Andantarastha, Paramanu Chayantarastham. The Lord enters within the heart of the living entity and within the atom. Therefore, both the living entity and the Lord are called Puranjana. One Puranjana, the living entity, is subordinate to the supreme Puranjana. Therefore, the duty of the subordinate Puranjana is to satisfy the supreme Puranjana. And that is what is meant by devotional service. Lord Rudra, Lord Shiva, is the original Acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya called the Rudra Sampradaya. Rudra Gitena indicates that under the disciplic succession of Lord Rudra, the Prachetas achieved spiritual success. Performing 10,000 years of severe austerities does not seem a happy endeavor. Yet the devotees, the serious students of spiritual life, undergo such austerities in order to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So at the time of the Prachetas, when the duration of life was very long, people could undergo severe austerities for thousands of years. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciated the austerities undergone by the Prachetas, and Krishna finally appeared before the Prachetas in a pleasing form. Thus, the Prachetas all became satisfied and forgot the austerities they had underwent. In the material world, if one is successful after hard labor, he or she is very pleased. Similarly, the devotee forgets all of one's labors and austerities as soon as one contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we remember that although Dhruva Maharaj was only a 5-year-old boy, he underwent severe austerities by eating simply dry foliage, drinking only water, and taking no food. In this way, after 6 months, Dhruva was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. And when Dhruva saw the Lord, Dhruva forgot all of his austerities and said, Swamin Kritarthosmi, my dear Lord, I am very pleased. Of course, these austerities were performed in the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, or Dwarapara Yuga, but it is not possible in this age of Kali. For in this Kali Yuga, one can attain the same results simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because the people of this Kali Yuga are fallen, the Lord is kind enough to give them the easiest method. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can attain the same results. However, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out, we are so unfortunate that we are not even attracted to chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar, Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikar. Krishna is just like the effulgent sun, and consequently, whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present, There cannot be any maya or darkness or ignorance. Actually, this dark universe is illuminated by the sun. But the sun and moon simply reflect the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Lord Krishna. As he says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayo. I am the illuminating energy of both the sun and moon. The conclusion is that the origin of all life is the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Generally, the Vishnu form is manifest with four hands holding four objects. Conchal, disc, club, lotus flower. However, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Vishnu is described as possessing eight arms with eight kinds of weapons. According to the great commentator Viraraghava Acharya, the kanchal and lotus flower can also be accepted as weapons. Since the Lord is the supreme controller, whatever is in his hand can be considered a weapon. So four hands hold four kinds of weapons, and the extra four hands hold an arrow, bow, trident, and snake. Sri Viraraghava Acharya describes the eight weapons as Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, Sharanga, Shara, etc. Just as a king is always accompanied by his ministers, secretaries, and commanders, Lord Vishnu is also accompanied by his followers, such as the demigods, great sages, saintly persons, and so on. Krishna is never alone. Consequently, there is no question of the Lord's being impersonal. Krishna is always himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his associates are also persons. So from the description given herein, Garuda appears to belong to the Kinnara planet. The inhabitants of the Kinnara planet have the same features as Garuda. Their bodily features are like those of a human being, but they have wings. The word Gita Kirti indicates that the inhabitants of Kinnara Loka are very expert in singing the glories of the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita it is said, Jagadanda koti kotishu ashesha vasudhadi vibhuti binnam. In each and every universe, there are different types of planets, and each planet has distinctive features. So on the strength of these verses, we can understand that in Kinnara Loka, the inhabitants can fly with their wings. And there is also another planet known as Siddhaloka, where the inhabitants can fly even without wings, such as Narada Muni. Thus, each and every planet has some distinctive facility. That is the beauty of the varied creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this section, the word Adya is very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin even of Paramatma and Brahman, as confirmed by Krishna in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita. Brahmanohi pratishtaham. The absolute truth begins not with the impersonal Brahman, but with the original personality of Godhead, Krishna. When Arjuna realized Krishna's greatness, Arjuna addressed Krishna in this way. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shasvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. O Krishna, you are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier. You are the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. And the Brahma Sanhita also says, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. The Supreme Lord is not caused by anything, anadi, but Krishna himself is the cause of all other causes. And finally, the Vedanta Sutra says, Janmadi Asya Yataha. The absolute truth is that from which everything emanates. The absolute truth is described as Adi Purusha. The absolute truth is therefore a person and is certainly not impersonal. Recorded January 5, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriyaha, Vasudeva Parangyanam, Vasudeva Parantapaha, Vasudeva Parodharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,